Things are looking up for those who've had problems winning in the past because J.A. Cavalier is giving it away.
J.A. Cavalier guarantees 7 winners against the spread out of every 10 he releases. 70% winners. He is the only handicapper good enough or confident enough to release his winners right on a recording. His games will do the talking, not his salesman. Call now for J.A. Cavalier's Pro Football Lock of the Week. 800-679-4455. The single biggest play J.A. Cavalier will have all week. You get it tonight. And you get it absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-679-4455.
I just called and it's on there right now. I didn't speak to a salesman. I didn't leave personal information.
I simply called 1-800-679-4455.
And got his Pro Football Lock of the Week absolutely free.
That's 1-800-679-4455. 1-800-679-4455.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with 2 young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program is presented by Kia. Go to ChicagoWolves.com/youth hockey to learn how to get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. We are winners. We are the Wolves. Washington Nationals, your 2019 World Series champions. They beat the Astros last night 6-2 in Game 7 of the World Series. Steven Strasburg named World Series MVP, but Max Scherzer, incredibly gutty performance last night, allowed just 2 runs as he grinded through 5 innings. To the NFL now, the Bears were out on the practice field yesterday. Only one name on the injury report for the Bears, linebacker Isaiah Irving, back out on the practice field today, will be the Bears. They've got Philadelphia on Sunday. Tonight, Thursday Night Football features the Cardinals hosting the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. Finally, to the NBA, the Bulls were beaten by the Cavaliers last night, 117-111. Chicago off to a 1-4 start against a soft early season schedule. Also in the NBA last night, Steph Curry broke his hand in the Warriors' loss to Phoenix, and James Harden put up 59 points in a Rockets victory, 159-158 over the Washington Wizards. This update brought to you by Valparaiso University. The satisfaction that comes with living to your full potential is immeasurable. It's a quality of life that Valparaiso University graduates enjoy every day. At Valpo, your full potential receives our total commitment. Visit valpo.edu to request information, apply, or schedule a visit. And this scoreboard update was also brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Your home for Bears Mondays. This is 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oak Lawn.
You got Matt Miller on all the time.
Matt Miller.
Here I come. You ready?
Lead NFL and NFL draft analyst at Bleacher Report.
The NFL, you need guys who have upside and potential, and you have to have something that kind of makes you special.
The Stick to Football Podcast.
We ain't got to talk about too much. We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it.
Going through college and NFL film.
You need to be just an MF-er out there where you're going to put this guy on the ground every play.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Let's talk football with Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout, Bleacher Report, the Stick to Football podcast. And he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from with Alpamonte Ford. All right, Matt, let's have a little bit of a reckoning here. We know.
No, it's
not a bad thing, but because we're all with you. When the Bears were searching for a coach and you were hot on Matt Nagy, and you're right. You know, he was great, and guy was NFL Coach of the Year. And now things are slipping a little bit, and our faith in him is wavering because of any number of things that we've seen. The difficulty with his offense trying to find its footing, some adjustments, some clock management issues, et cetera. Where are you now? I just want to take your temperature on Matt Nagy as we stand.
Yeah, it's tough, guys, and you're right, because I was. You know, on your program, I used to use it in the promo when I was coming on, you know, talking about Nagy. You know, you want to get him a year early instead of a year too late. And to be Coach of the Year, you know, yeah, you look at that and you're like, okay, got that one right. That feels good. This year, it's been a weird year. And I was actually, I just got home from London. I was over there for a week. And I was on the way home yesterday. I was texting with a buddy in the NFL about a different team. And he was like, you know, it's hard to be good every year. And we've gotten spoiled a little bit by New England, you know, and that's the expectation is good teams are always great. And that's like people don't realize how hard it is to just be good every year. And I want to believe that's what the Bears are going through. You know, that this is the 3-4, right? I mean, the season's not completely over yet, even though, you know, a couple more losses and it's going to feel that way. But I guess, you know, I'm holding out hope that even if this ends up being a bit of a lost year, you know, if they're 7-9 or 6-10 this year, that, you know, coming back next year, there will be a lot of lessons that were learned by Nagy and his staff. You know, I think I really thought losing Fangio would have an effect, but maybe not the effect that it's had. And I know injuries have played a part and, you know, Roquan being out a little bit played a part, but it's starting to feel like that year that just might be a lost one. And hopefully it's a small setback, but. You know, with better draft picks, with a year for Ryan Pace to go out and plug some holes that, you know, I wouldn't have thought 3 months ago that the offensive line was going to be a weakness. But now here we are, you know, middle of the season. It's like, okay, this offensive line's probably not as good as we thought it was. We're going to have to make some improvements there. And obviously the issues at quarterback are well known and well discussed, but I think you have to have hope in a GM and a coach that last year looked like they were on the cusp of building something that was going to make this team a Super Bowl contender for, you know, at least a couple of seasons.
You know, I think some people, myself included, who are trying to look at find some sort of bright spots with Matt Nagy are left to look at the offensive play calling and how it's affected by the lack of quality of quarterback play and kind of vice versa, the other chicken and the egg side, how much lack of quarterback play affects his ability to call a good game. I wonder how you assess those things.
Oh, I think it's huge. I really do. You know, it reminds me of, I'm not comparing the situation. I would say it's the opposite, but it reminds me of, you remember when Jared Goff was in LA that first year with Jeff Fisher, and everyone was like, Jared Goff sucks. Like, what did you guys see in this kid for him to be the first pick in the draft? Like, everyone was wrong. You're morons. He's a bust. Well, then the next year, like, they go to the Super Bowl. That's such a clear picture of how coaching can affect your quarterback and vice versa, how your quarterback can affect your coaching. And I do think that, you know, I had Trubisky as the number one quarterback. That's something we've talked about a lot over the last 3 years. I was wrong, and I know I've said that recently on your program. But, you have to believe that Mitch is holding this offense back in gigantic ways because they can't be, you know, as aggressive if your quarterback's afraid to throw to his left or if he can't see his third read. You know, you got to talk about Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. My goodness, like, Mitch is seeing ghosts all over the field, and it's frustrating because I don't know if it's, you know, a rule from above or not, but, you know, he's not using the athletic tools that he has to get out of bad spots. So it is difficult. And I caught myself wondering over the weekend, you know, how different would this offense look even with Andy Dalton, who's not a great quarterback? But, you know, he'll take some chances and he'll move around and he's tough. And you know exactly what you're getting with that dude. And he's not a top 15 quarterback probably. But can he be elevated by coaching and by good talent around him? Or, you know, what would Marcus Mariota even look like in that offense? You know, I mean, these are guys who are at least completing a high percentage of their passes and they're very coachable and you're not held back by basically timid quarterback play.
Talking with Matt Miller on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. I want to talk college for a second, and the story that I think is building is that regardless of what the rankings look like right now, I watch that Ohio State team, and I know you are watching a lot of future professionals on that team and some future elite professionals all over that roster. What they did to Wisconsin was a loud and powerful statement about their quality. I would count me as tip my cap to that program, that team.
Number two's a problem.
That coach, yeah, they're nasty. Which number two? They're nasty.
Yeah, right, both of them. Yeah, the number ones and the number twos, because the number ones are really good too with Justin Fields and Jeff Okuda. They are nasty. And I was at Wisconsin, Michigan, and I saw what Wisconsin did to Michigan. And I know it doesn't always work this way, but then you watch what Ohio State does to Wisconsin and you're like, Shea Patterson might actually die. Like, this is going to be a bad, bad day for Michigan, because Chase Young had 4 sacks against Ohio State. They held Jonathan Taylor to 52 yards rushing. Like, how can anyone compete with that? And I think where you were going originally with that, Dan, is that, like, I mean, if we're just watching who's the best team on the field every Saturday, and forget about who was ranked where or
and who's beaten whom.
Year.
Right. If you're actually objectively, it's Ohio State.
It is, without a doubt. And I think the second best team is LSU. And I'm an Alabama truther. Like, I think Nick Saban's the greatest college coach of all time. Alabama's unreal. I had 7 players from Alabama in my mock draft that came out yesterday. But if we're just talking about who looks the best, when you watch college football on Saturday, who's the one team that you're like, no one's beating them? It's Ohio State, because they have a great quarterback. They have a great run game. Their offensive line's playing well. They have receivers. They're going to have – they have 2 top 5 draft picks on defense, not to mention a ton of talent around those 2 elite players. And they're well coached. You know, they don't make mistakes. And I know last year, you know, they slipped up against Purdue. We're not going to see anything like that this year. I really don't think. I think Ohio State is just a juggernaut. And even on their bad days, they're too talented to lose.
We're over halfway through a college football season. We are at the halfway mark of the NFL season, and I'm wondering how those quarterbacks who were looking like first-round picks and maybe top overall picks now look after that kind of football played.
You know, I don't think we've seen a lot of movement, to be honest. And I know I've said before to you guys, the quarterback position, we evaluate it so much from January to April. And I know that sounds backward, right? But you're like, because we're watching the games on Saturdays. But, you know, a lot of it is seeing these guys live at the Senior Bowl. It's the meetings, the interviews. That really affects things. So for me, not a lot has changed. Tua is still the number one quarterback, even with the ankle injury. I think even talking to teams, Tua is still the number one quarterback. That's not just me being bullish on a guy that I liked. I think where there has been the most movement is in that number two spot. You know, has Joe Burrow done enough to put himself in that position? I think he has. Justin Herbert still has a lot of fans out there. I'm not necessarily one of them, but there are definitely a lot of people in the league that like him. Jordan Love at Utah State is going to get a little bit of that Josh Allen vibe, because it's like, this dude's got traits for days, but his numbers aren't good and the talent around him is not good. And so you wonder, what would he look like at Clemson or Alabama? So that's going to help him in a lot of ways. It's going to excuse maybe some of his deficiencies. But then you have guys like Jacob Eason. You have Jake Fromm. Jalen Hurts, I still believe, is probably a late day two guy. I'm not completely turned around on him yet, but he's intriguing at least. So it's still a deep quarterback class. I don't know that we're going to see 6 first rounders or anything like that, but you know, we could definitely see 4 to 5, depending on if guys like Jake Fromm come out. You know, that's the one that I probably feel the least secure about him coming out early, but if he does, yeah, then you could definitely make a case for 5 quarterbacks going pretty early.
We're getting into the interesting times for people who do what you do, and that is when the grind of an NFL season is starting to have an effect on rosters, and the promotions are coming from the practice squad, the trade deadline is passed, and there will be opportunities for maybe undrafted guys, maybe guys pulled off of other practice squads, etc. How closely do you watch that when you start to see, all right, we've had that that wave of injuries that comes through about to the midpoint of the year, and then it may be accelerated timetables for some raw prospects?
Yeah, it's one of those things, and I think guys coming back from IR is another one where you really have to be aware of it and you want to watch it. But so much of that NFL roster evaluation for me almost gets put on hold for the next 2 months because we're not going to see any more moves other than just guys being elevated and things like that. So it's something where I can go back in January and say, okay, it's time for me to get really serious about the Chicago Bears' needs. Who got bumped up week 9 or who got dropped week 9? Who came back from IR? You know, let's go back and remember who got hurt in August. And so I think for me, and because I don't have a pro scouting department, unfortunately, you know, a lot of that, like team needs and team structure. I mean, for the teams that are picking early, you always try to be aware of that because, you know, it can affect how they make moves throughout the year. But, you know, for those teams that are in the middle, especially, and obviously, you know, like the Bears, the Lions, those are the teams where it's, okay, I can do this in January and probably not miss out on a whole lot because they're not making any groundbreaking moves. But, you know, that's funny. It's like that's the busiest time of year is January, February, March, because not only are you trying to go back and evaluate NFL teams for needs, but also, you know, that's when Senior Bowl is and Combine's in late February. So it's a lot of people always – ask, like, when are you busiest? And January is the craziest month of the year for me, more so than even April, because there's so much studying to do and just, you know, that 1 month trying to get caught up.
Matt, I want to swing back to the Bears here real quick before we let you go. Matt Nagy gave homework to Mitch Trubisky and had him watch the broadcast tape of the game against the Chargers. You ever heard of anything like that before? I won't say that nothing can be gained out of this, but I'd never heard of that homework being assigned before.
I've never heard of that. Okay. Who would call him a game? I wonder. That's like,
Tom Brenneman and Chris Spielman.
Yeah, I don't, you know, so it's not even like, okay, Troy Aikman made some good points. We would like you to hear them. I've never heard of that before. That's really, like, do you want him to hear the criticisms? I guess.
I don't know.
That's really bizarre.
Okay, just wanted to see.
There you have it.
Just needed to see if that had ever crossed your list before.
I mean, that takes like 3 hours. Yeah, I mean, I know they'll give him the condensed version, so you could probably do it in an hour, but that's a lot of time.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That is Matt Miller, the segment brought to you by Valparaiso University. We all want to be part of something bigger. At Valparaiso University, you can be part of something bigger without losing yourself in the crowd. And you'll discover that making the world a better place isn't wishful thinking. Visit valpo.edu to request information, to apply, or to schedule a visit. Okay, we're going to do something a little different now. I know it's Thursday, but it's Halloween. And we're going to set aside some time now for Phantom Fung. We are going to call this Ghost Action. Do you want me to do what I usually do for these things that we haven't done before and read an email?
I do, yeah. Let's get it set up. Let's get the palette right.
Okay, this is the kind of thing that we're talking about here. And this is from Julian. And Julian says, during my younger years, my parents stuck my older brothers and me in the master bedroom to save on space. And my mother had girlfriends from work who would come over, relax, and drink. And sometimes one or two would sleep over. I was the youngest and the chunkiest. And I would be in the bed of the master bedroom with my brothers instead of on the couch. And I was about 9. He said, as I laid in my bunk bed, I was unable to fall asleep. My mother's friend turned around and said, are you still awake? Can I ask you something? And I turned around and she said, I'm not trying to freak you out. And I had a lot to drink. But is there a little girl with red hair and a white dress standing by the closet? I looked toward the closet to see the described little girl slowly walking away from the closet and out of the bedroom. I looked back at my mother's friend and she says, okay, good. I'm not going crazy. So I went back under the covers for what seemed like hours. The next morning, we didn't talk about it, but the only thing we did was give each other the same, did that really happen look, and I'm still haunted by it to this day.
Yep, that's what we're looking for. That is creepy as all hell.
Okay.
That's Phantom Fung.
Phantom Fung. Let's get scary up in here for a little bit. I think this is new, and it's different, and we're going to try it out because we can.
Yeah.
Bernstein and McKnight, keep it here on the score.
As part of Built for Tough Bears Mondays, listen to Eddie Jackson talk Bears with Mullion Hall at 8 a.m.
You boot off the field at halftime.
We're not playing for them no more. We're playing for us. You know, we're playing for each other. You know, the real fans that's going to support us and stay with us and ride for us. We love you and we appreciate you. But everyone else who want to boo and stuff, man, we're not playing for them.
Eddie Jackson, the day after Bears games, live with Mullion Hall at 8 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Unbeaten San Francisco takes on 3-4-1 Arizona in what should be another Thursday night blowout, folks. Through the first 8 weeks, the 49ers defense has allowed a league low 224.4 yards per game, and they're second behind the Patriots in yielding only 11 points per game. And of course, it all starts up front, where Nick Bosa is already Defensive Rookie of the Year. He and his defensive line mates have been assaulting teams and opposing quarterbacks. With the Niners running game a possible concern, guess who has to show up tonight? Jimmy Garoppolo may need to carry a heavier load, as they showed against the Bengals, Falcons, and Giants. The Cardinals can beat the bad teams, but rookie quarterback Kyler Murray will struggle mightily against this defense, much like he did last week against New Orleans. The 49ers haven't beaten their division rivals since Jim Harbaugh's final game as coach way back when in 2014. However, they should dominate tonight, let's say by a 31-10 margin. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Things are looking up for those who've had problems winning in the past, because J.A. Cavalier is giving it away.
J.A. Cavalier guarantees 7 winners against the spread out of every 10 he releases. 70% winners. He is the only handicapper good enough or confident enough to release his winners right on a recording. His games will do the talking, not his salesman. Call now for J.A. Cavalier's Pro Football Lock of the Week. 800-679-4455.
The single biggest play J.A. Cavalier will have all week, you get it tonight. And you get it absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-679-4455.
I just called, and it's on there right now. I didn't speak to a salesman. I didn't leave personal information.
I simply called 1-800-679-4455.
And got his Pro Football Lock of the Week absolutely free.
That's 1-800-679-4455. 1-800-679-4455.
Grab the boys, grab some beers, and get lucky at Hawthorne Racecourse. Horse racing is the original sports betting and features odds on every race that can make any day a big payday. Fall is here, which means the thoroughbreds are back. Feel the thunder opening weekend as real dirt racing returns October 10th with reduced admission, drink specials, and the thrill of live thoroughbred racing. Or get in on the action at their 7 Chicagoland Club Hawthorne OTBs with races from around the globe. Big odds, big payouts. Get in on the excitement at Hawthorne Racecourse today.
Life goes by quick. Never miss a moment. From a camera to capture their first steps, or being able to afford that trip to a family wedding, you can trust that AmeriCash Loans is there to get you your money as soon as tomorrow. AmeriCash Loans offer secure installment loans up to $4,000. You can apply online at AmeriCashLoans.net or find our nearest location using our store locator. AmeriCash Loans. Your money, your choice. Restrictions may apply.
You want action? There's action right here. Bet live horse racing from around the country every day, right from your phone, tablet, or laptop with ExpressBet.com. There's no greater thrill than breaking down the stats, picking a winner, and cashing a big payout. Live race feeds, real-time odds, handicapping tools, and more. ExpressBet.com is safe, secure, legal, and oh so easy to use. Sign up today and pick your bonus amount, $20, $100, even $500. Start playing the ponies today from anywhere with ExpressBet.com.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. My guys, Aloha can't get rid of the ghosts and goblins in your house, but they can get rid of that nasty mold hiding in the shadows. Mold can be creeping anywhere in your home, and it's bad for you. It can be hazardous to your health and your kids' health. But don't let this spook you. Let the trusted team at Aloha Restoration be the ghostbusters for your mold. If they find it, they'll get rid of it fast. Leave it to Aloha to give you peace of mind. From mold removal to home remodeling, who are you going to call? Aloha. 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle-sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Building a business takes long-term commitment, and sometimes your goals can seem far away. But when you have a banking partnership that's committed to your success, suddenly those same goals appear closer. Whatever your goals, know that when you shake our hand, you get a complete range of services and a banking partnership with an experienced local team that's committed to Chicago businesses. CIBC Commercial Banking. CIBC Bank USA, member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Ghost action.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts. That's not good.
It look like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yay! Yay!
Your brushes with the supernatural, paranormal, or other creepy stuff.
The large Marge I was riding with was...
I see dead people.
Often do you see them?
All the time.
I love the smell of fleshies in the morning.
Something just flew by the window. I think it was a spaceship.
Ghost action with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Let's
Are
get
you ready?
Scary up in here.
Yeah, let's do that. I think you understand what we're doing here to celebrate Halloween, and it's kind of cold and snowy out. So
it's kind of snowy. It's horrifically, there could be an apparition out there in the snow.
312-644-6767. Let's start in the scary city of Fort Wayne.
Very scary.
Because it's boring. And it's Trent _. Hi, Trent.
We need the ghosts to keep ourselves entertained in Indiana.
Oh, I know it.
So, my childhood home was a farmhouse that was built in the early 1880s. And I'll go ahead and skip over the, you know, you hear footsteps and doors open and stick to the three things that really stuck out. We had the Venetian blinds in my bedroom. I was a latchkey kid. Well, I always turned them up. Less sun gets through when they're turned up. I was the last one to leave in the morning. And when I would come home in the evening, my blinds would be turned the other way. Dan, I know you probably remember the old RCA stereos that had the turntable on top.
Sure. They're
like 6 inches tall. Connor, you're 14, so you don't remember that.
That's true.
I had
That's
one
true.
Of those that was tucked under my bed. And Dan, they had those heavy, it wasn't a digital button. It was a heavy analog button that took like 18 pounds of pressure to actually turn it on.
It was a ka-chunk.
Middle of the night, it would turn on by itself, just randomly. 18 pounds. But the thing that really drove it home, my parents had some friends over and they were talking about a local bar that was haunted. While they're talking about this story of things that had happened in the bar, you know, the kids are sitting in the middle of the room, the parents are sitting on the sofa, TV's on, nobody's really watching it, and the TV shuts off by itself.
There
the VCR didn't turn off. The time, you know, this was the early 90s, so it wasn't a smart TV. You turn it back on, everybody looks around, where's the remote? Who sat on the remote? And it was just like the specter that was in the house said, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm here too. Don't forget.
Ooh, good stuff, Trent. Thank
good
you.
Good start.
This segment is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Don't let the flu turn you into a zombie with a fever this Halloween season. By using the Exergen Temporal Scanner thermometer, you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. Exergen changing the way the world takes temperature. Milo says, I'm currently an attorney, but in my former life, I was a state trooper. working the overnight shift in West Central Illinois. My patrol area, there was an old abandoned house located along a two-lane highway in a rural area. One night, about 11:30, I backed into the driveway of the house to run radar for speeders. It was a weeknight. There was almost no traffic, and sitting there for about 10 minutes, my head against the headrest, I suddenly felt a tingling sensation move up to the back of my neck. I was only 27, I was in great shape, and I was convinced I was having a stroke. But when I attempted to pick up my radio mic to call for help, I could not move my hand. In fact, my entire body was immobilized. I was freaked out, and after about 5 minutes, I was finally able to move my right hand and start the engine. I immediately put the car in drive and took off, and I never parked in that driveway again, convinced that a spirit in that house did not want me sitting there.
Ooh.
John and Joliet is next on Ghost Action Phantom Fung on the Score.
Good morning, guys. Now, just so you know, my brother-in-law passed away in 1979, and the son that I'm talking about was born in 93. He was about 5 or 6 years old. He'd come in our bedroom and wake up my wife crying, telling her that my brother-in-law told him to tell my wife things. Now, fast forward 20 years, my son is 5'10", about 265, and we noticed that he'd be sleeping in his bedroom with the light on a lot. So my wife would shut the light off, close the door, and one night he came in the room. He was literally crying. I mean, tears coming down and everything. And my wife's like, what's the matter? And she's like, Mom, there's something wrong. I felt like there was something on top of me. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move or anything. And this happened a couple of times. We had to have the house smudged and a priest come in and bless our house. And my son has experienced a couple other things, but not as severe when you see a 22-year-old man crying, I mean bawling, that he's being attacked.
Yep, that gets the noise.
Okay. All right. Tony,
a young priest in
Buffalo Grove, you are on the Score.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. This happened, I would say, like 1990, 91. I was in the Navy. I was stationed in Australia, okay, on a remote base where everything was literally the outback, kangaroos, emus, and everything, okay? Me and two other my friends decided we wanted to rent a house in town instead of staying on the base. So one day I was washing dishes. I was in the house by myself. I was washing dishes. I was playing the radio. You know, Dan, you know those stereos that the volume you knob is right in the middle, real big.
Why am I that guy? You know the old Victrola that he used to play the Charleston on? Yes.
Yeah. Hey, old man, you know the old man thing.
Right? Yeah.
You know the printing press? We used to put the Bible down on it.
So I'm listening to EPMD with LL Cool J Rampage. I'm in the kitchen watching dishes, the music blasted. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the music goes down. It turns down. I didn't think anything of it. I go back in the living room, turn the volume back up loud again, go back in the kitchen, start back washing dishes. After the third time of doing this, because the volume kept going down, I decided that this time when I go to turn the knob back up, I'm going to just stay there. So as I turn the knob up and stood there listening to the music, I just start seeing the knob turn back down by itself. So I was just, oh, my God, so scared. So I was the only one in the house. So I ran out the house, left everything gone, went down to a friend's house, said I wasn't going back in to either one of my roommates get back home. But come to find out that those houses in the area that I was staying in was built over an old Aboriginal burial ground.
Oh, there you have it.
That's a kicker.
There you have it.
Pretty damn scared to run out into the wilderness in the middle of Australia.
Right, because you're going to die. Something
Everything's
gonna
going
you.
To kill you. That's like the horror movies, right? It's like, don't go up. Why are you going upstairs?
Make the bad decisions. Yeah, I mean, Australian ghosts are like every other ghost, except they're just drunk.
Very drunk.
They're way more drunk.
Incredibly
and more fun and probably singing. In Lake Forest, it is Tony. He's on the Score. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
So about 20 years ago, I moved in with a former high school classmate of Dan's, as a matter of fact. And had been warned about, weird scents in the house, knocks and bumps in the middle of the night, that kind of thing. Well, one night I was out in Wrigleyville, and I was playing pool, and I jackhammered my break, and I split the cue ball in half. Well, the boys at the bar let me keep it. I brought it home, and I kept it on my computer desk. They kept it in a way where if it fell, it would fall onto the rounded edges.
Okay.
Or the rounded sides of the ball if it, like, fell apart. Well, I was home alone. I went downstairs to change over laundry, and the ball had fallen onto the jagged, broken part. So they had, instead of falling and rolling and, like, kind of lolling about like they had done before, they had somehow managed to fall on the jagged part, like, upside down. Physically impossible without somebody doing it, and I was home alone. And I moved out about a year later.
That's, it was a poltergeist. Yeah. This is Chris in Evanston, who says, I'll try to be as concise as possible, but you need a little backstory. Up until the late 1880s, dead folks in Elgin were buried in the now defunct Channing Cemetery. Okay. Space in the center of the expanding community was at a premium, so a second cemetery was built on the outskirts of town. New internments at Channing slowed to a trickle. By 1945, the city decided to exhume everyone buried at Channing and move them to the second, bigger, more out-of-town cemetery. Not all bodies could be accounted for, but the land was sold and repurposed anyway. I have known several people who've lived on land that was once Channing Cemetery. Among them, a friend who watched a translucent woman in Victorian-era formal wear float down the street at night. Another friend who snapped a terrifying image of a ghost-like thing while taking pictures of the boiler in his basement. Think deformed white figure, spectral mouth agape, hollow-eyed, spindly-fingered, and grotesquely thin. And my own 12-year-old daughter, who while spending the weekend with her mother, swears up and down she watched the garbage can in the kitchen scoot about 3 feet across the floor on its own volition.
Ooh.
I've seen the photo of the basement hell demon, and my daughter isn't one to make up stories. And although I personally have had no interaction with the ghosts of old Elgin, the whole area is decidedly eerie.
I did not know that. That is pretty crazy.
Drake is in Champaign, and he is on Ghost Action on the Score.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
hey, guys, sorry. Yeah, back in the day, I was sleeping on a friend's couch after a Halloween party, and it's already an old, beat-up, old farmhouse that has all kinds of creepy noises, and the wind was blowing, and the storm doors sitting there shaking all throughout the night, and I'm trying to put on a brave face and act like I'm tough, and of course the whole house is completely dark, and this eerie green light keeps flashing off and on, off and on. Anyhow, 2-3 hours later, I finally get up enough guts to go find out what it is, after I'm like, hey, you're 18 years old, quit being such a baby, you know, so I get up and I go in there. And all it ended up being was some old stove they had from the 70s and an old backlight on it. Kept flickering off and on with the wind blowing outside.
Well, that's not a ghost then. That's it's not well, stove
I,
stories.
But the funny part is when I turned around, I tripped on his cat and screamed, and everybody came downstairs and laughed at me.
All right, that's pretty good. Story should end with people laughing at you.
Yeah, that's good.
More Phantom Fung when we come back. I had a ghost story as we go to break, a very brief one for you. And when we return, our very own Jay Zawoski has a spooky story for you.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program is presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn how to get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. They're winners. They're the Wolves.
You want to scary story? It's one sentence long as we go to break.
Yeah.
Mike Matheny has been named manager of the Royals. More Phantom Fung.
And a chance to win $1,000 next on the Score.
Before every game, tune into the Sportsbook at Ameristar Pregame Show. With Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley. Visit Ameristar's new Sportsbook in East Chicago.
Small wine should not cost a ton of money, and you know what? It doesn't if you're getting it from the right place. If you're getting your wine from Cameron Hughes at chwine.com, you are drinking outstanding wine at a fraction of the price, and that's because of the business model. Cameron's a negotiant. He's got relationships with all these vineyards, and they call him when they have too much wine, and he buys it from them, and he signs all these agreements. Says he won't say exactly where it came from. He puts a number on the bottle. He puts his name on the bottle, and he passes along the value to you. Here's one I'm absolutely loving right now, and I don't care if you don't know anything about wine. If you just like a good glass of red wine every once in a while, grab a bunch of this Lot 636 Zinfandel. It's from Lodi. That's the fruit basket of California, and this is just a perfect example of Zinfandel. Pitch perfect. You get rich fruit and pepper and spice and a structured wine. It's complex, and it is it's a fruit bomb on the front, and it's 15.5% alcohol too. So be careful with this one. It's only $13 a bottle. The lot 636, and Cameron's offering the deal 20% off, free shipping on three or more bottles. Enter the code SCORE at checkout. That's it. Go to chwine.com. 20% off these already incredible prices for three or more. Go to checkout, get the 636 Zinfandel. Make sure you enter the code SCORE.
It's all. Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BODY to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BODY to 42424 right now. Text BODY to 42424. That's BODY to 42424.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
First pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractors select SupplyHouse.com. With next day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, SupplyHouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. SupplyHouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house. SupplyHouse.com.
Hey. Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across!
It's on the board!
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
The Pepsi Jingle Bash, Saturday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, starring Katy Perry. Camila Cabello, Marshmello, Little Tecca, AJ Mitchell, and for the very first time, K-pop hits the Jingle Bash stage with Monsta X and NCT 127. Buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com or at the Allstate Arena box office.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
On Thanksgiving morning, it's spooky out there.
Yeah, it'd be Halloween, actually, but that's fine.
So very spooky.
Yeah, time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score this hour. Its keyword is ghost. Text ghost to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is ghost to 72881. A randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. And the segment's brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. You gave us the frightening headline of the Mike Matheny hire. Oh, boy, ghostly manager walking the earth, the living dead.
Managing from the past.
Jay?
There was a girl I grew up around. She grew up in my neighborhood. I have to be careful because it will be obvious who she is to people that know me.
Fair.
But her dad passed away early when she was in high school. And for years, we'd sort of flirted back and forth, whatever. finally, her and I were alone in her home. And every time, now this was, we're not going for a home run here. It was like early in high school. So just a kiss, lean over for a kiss, and her toilet flushes. So I'm like, oh, all right. That was kind of startling because we were in the basement. It was right behind us. So, okay. So I pull back for a second. Couple minutes pass. Try again. Toilet flushes again. Again, I sort of stopped myself like, all right, this is very strange, but I didn't really think much of it.
Were you in the bathroom?
No, we were in the basement. We are the only people in the house.
Okay.
No. So, third time, lean in again, toilet flushes again. She goes, Dad, stop it. Her dad had been dead for 2 years. I left.
What?
That was it. Attempts.
Whoa.
And a kiss. Yes.
That is
whoa. Yeah, I know. The 773 says, my little cousin had things happen to her on more than one occasion. At my grandma's funeral, my cousin was in the pew waving at the altar, and my aunt leaned down and asked what she was doing. She said, well, grandma's up there waving at everyone, and I thought someone should wave back.
Oh. It's like the start of the horror movie. That's how it starts. Then you find out little cousin is possessed by something.
Dan and Oak Brook, you're next on Phantom Fung Ghost Action on the Score.
All right, so there's a place called Waverly Hill Sanitarium in Louisville, Kentucky. It's an old tuberculosis hospital that was closed in the 60s. My son, his best friend, and his best friend's dad were there visiting the University of Louisville, and we like scary things. Well, you can stay there for overnight. Ooh. And kind of explore at night. You start at 11 o'clock, you're out by 5 a.m. Well, there was a group of us, about nine of us, who were exploring a floor together, and we were looking, it's all dark, you're looking down the hallway towards what's the old surgical operating room.
We're looking at pictures of it now. Nope.
Oh, my God.
So,
nope.
So we're there. I'm looking, me and Stan, my friend's dad, my son's friend's dad and I are standing there looking down towards the operating room, and I see two guys walking towards me. And I thought it was the two guys from the group that we had, that had been sort of in our group of 9 or 10 people who were investigating the floor together. Didn't say anything to Stan about it. I just thought that they were walking towards me. And as I see them walking towards me, I hear the two guys come up from behind me and say, hey guys, have you seen anything? At that moment, my friend's dad, Stan, turns to me and says, I thought those were the two guys walking towards us. Neither of us said, hey, they're coming towards us. We both saw these two guys, these two, whatever they were, walking towards us, independent of one another, and then confirmed that we both saw them at the same time when the two guys stepped up behind us and said, hey, have you seen anything? I was able to debunk a lot of other things while we were there. One other thing, my son, there's a story about a old caretaker who was thrown down an elevator shaft who he was a squatter. And my son and his friend put a recording device up there, and they were talking. And the next morning, we're in the hotel, and they're listening on their headphones. And there was clearly a voice that came back through answering their questions on the recording device.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you're...
This is the creepiest place I've ever seen.
Yeah, that looks like Silence of the Lambs meets the Overlook Hotel.
That is the creepiest place I've ever seen.
This emailer says, my mom's sister was named Babe, and she died in 1982. She was 51 years old. She had taken a leave of absence from a large company she worked for to take care of my grandfather at home because he was ill. The leave was for 5 or 6 months, Babe. And Babe died suddenly of a stroke. At her wake, a good friend of my Aunt Babe, who was a coworker, told us that a male employee at the company, one she was not familiar with, came to her desk to tell her that a woman on the bus asked him to tell my aunt's friend that Babe had died.
Babe.
My aunt's friend said, who was the person on the bus that provided the information? And he saw a picture that was on her desk and said, there she is in that photo.
No.
And the woman on the bus and in the photo was my Aunt Babe.
No.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa.
On the north side, Warren, you're on the score.
Good morning and happy Halloween, gentlemen.
Happy Halloween.
A friend of mine about 15 years ago lived in a building that had originally been a nursing home that had been rehabbed into condos. And we were sitting in his apartment one day watching television. We had heard other people say that they had heard stuff and seen stuff and whatever. I've always been a bit of a cynic. And so we were sitting and talking, and we had the television on mute. And at the same time, we both heard the same sound coming from down the hall where the bedrooms were. And I'll remember the sound until the day I die. It was a whoa. And we both looked at each other and said, what the hell was that? So since there was two of us, we were a little bit brave. So we started walking down the hallway towards where we thought the sound had come from. And we got to the room and opened it up. And his cat ran out hissing and spitting with its hair standing up on end and just ran up the curtains away from this room. And the rest of the night, it kept going back and forth and back and forth in front of this room, just staring in it and giving a little spit and a little hiss over and over again.
Did you tell Terry hi?
Flip and save that sound.
Yeah, we heard this sound. It kept going, buddy.
There was a spirit that kept saying his ass hurt.
Smack, smack,
it's a weird my thing to tell everyone in the room, but, you know.
Brad in Barrington says, my son participates in karate competitive swimming, so we're driving to practices 6 days a week. And we usually pop in a CD. We listen to some of our favorites. It was Tom Petty and Queen. About a week after Tom Petty passed away, we were riding in the car, listening to a CD, when I heard whistling along with the song. My son hadn't mastered whistling, and I said, wow, your whistling has gotten better. And my son said, Dad, I wasn't whistling. I thought that was you.
Ooh,
ooh, the ghost of Tom Petty. Scary. Joe is on the Northwest Side, and he is on our Phantom Fung. Hello, Joe.
Hello, gentlemen. I retired as a fire captain after serving 23 years, and before that I spent 6 years in the military. We had to take care of this one person one time, and right away I remembered the movie The Exorcist when we were dealing with this person without the green vomit and the green face and the turning head and all that. Well, anyhow, this person was singing a name of somebody, which I don't even want to say the name. I just kept singing, and all my compatriots were laughing about it, and, after seeing all kinds of intense, situations throughout our career, you're kind of lighthearted about a lot of things. But I took it really seriously, and I prayed for the girl in my head. I didn't move my mouth, nothing. I prayed for the girl in my head. And as soon as I did that, this person looked at me and was not happy about my prayer. So they didn't know it. No one knew I prayed, but that person did.
Possession going on or something?
Maybe. No, but there's a specific. Praying doesn't really. The Roman ritual has to be done to the letter of the law, right?
Doesn't mean they have to like it, though.
No, that's also true.
Let's try Muscatine, Iowa, and Casey on the score. Hello, Casey.
Hey guys, how you doing? All right. So about 18, 19 years ago or so, I was at college in Monmouth, Illinois. And you ever heard of the place called Crybaby Bridge? Jay had heard of it. He knew something about it. Anyway, so the old story goes that there was an old school bus that was going over this old back road bridge, one lane back camel or gravel road, and they wound up falling off the bridge, and all the kids died. And so the story goes that if you park on this bridge, you put it in neutral, you'll get pushed across the bridge, and you'll be able to see little handprints all over the back of your bumper. Well, yeah, you can Google it. It's in there. And so anyway, we go, me and a couple of buddies, we give it a try. I'm pretty skeptical about things. We get there, we put it in neutral, and we get pushed across really, really slow. We drive off about a half a mile, get out, we look in the back. We're like, hey, look, there are handprints there. But I'm thinking to myself, it's got to be some sort of incline, whatever. That's why we rolled, and just coincidence, something. Maybe there's handprints from there from before. Just trying to be a skeptic. So I take the back of my glove, and I wipe all the dirt off, and I wipe all the mud off because it's a little bit wet. I wipe everything off back there, and we go and we park on the other side of the bridge and put it in neutral, where I thought we would go down, but we got pushed up it slightly, and we, like, immediately start freaking out. Like, nobody is a skeptic anymore. We drive, like, a half mile down the road, and we get out, and we look at the back of the car, and where I had wiped off everything with the back of my glove, we had picked up some more dust, right, from the gravel road. Well, it was like ectoplasm or something, where it was like actual like muddy handprints on the back of the car. Craziest thing I've ever been a part of, man.
Ooh.
My favorite part is when he said, Google it. It's in there.
It's in the Google.
Yep, sure enough, it's
okay.
In here. Found it.
Ah. Mike in Bridgeport, you're on the score.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, this didn't personally happen to me, but it's my grandfather who's 91 years old now. He's a World War II and a Korean War veteran. He had just gotten back from the Korean War. This is when they lived in their house in the back of the yards. He was playing with his firstborn son on the bed. His wife was on the bed. They're you know, just tossing him around. Well, all of a sudden he felt this immense pressure, and something started to push him like down into the bed. So he got real silent. My gram started freaking out, didn't know what to do. He's laying there, and you could, like she said, you could see him being depressed, like down into the bed, like further and further, like something was pushing him down. Mm-hmm. He said that he heard a voice whisper into his ear, "Don't give up." And he calls it his guardian angel. Don't give up, Bernard. And he said with everything he had, he pushed back against it. He shot out of the bed about 2 feet into the air and just landed down and completely, I mean, just freaked out. And this wasn't the only incident that happened in the house. They ended up having 10 kids, and there was like a drum set in the solo room. The door locked, the drums were going off. You opened the thing, the cymbal was still going, but there was nobody in the room. It was on the second floor. There was definitely something going on in that house.
Multi-talented ghosts there. They do it all for you.
The guardian angel also got a little Neil Peart in it.
Yeah, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
What do you say? We'll squeeze in one more here. Kathy and Sandwich has been holding, so she's going to finish us up. Hello, Kathy.
Hi there. How you guys doing?
Great. Scared.
Okay. Last summer, my brother-in-law passed away, but 2 years ago, his ex-wife had died and told their daughter that she would send a sign. And the next day, she did see a female cardinal, because her mother had always told her that, you know, a cardinal would be showing up. So that's what she saw. So then my brother-in-law passed during summer, and the next day his daughter came to see me and tell me that that time at the back door were two cardinals, a male and a female. And then we went in the house to talk about my brother-in-law's possessions, and the radio comes on. So then the next day I'm cleaning some stuff up in the other room, and I hear tapping, and I open the curtains, and there's a cardinal tapping at the window. And so then I went to put some clothes out on the line a couple days later, and I hear tapping, and I look, and he's at the other window tapping. Hmm. So it was an experience.
Wow. Thank you, Kathy.
Let the record show.
What?
That's natural sound from the phone line there.
Yeah.
That just happened.
Yeah, that's nice for the girls to call in with her.
And I also think there's a possibility that there's a cardinal nest.
We're not debunking any of these.
You're right. It's a very,
suspended
very common bird that might be right in a tree near
just
your home.
Just like you washed the slate clean of the bulls to start the season, we washed ourselves clean to start this.
You know what I got? I've got a dirty slate.
We
got
to play defense a little better,
I
think.
I've got a real dirty slate. And Anthony Herron is here. And he's eating something, and I don't think he brought for everyone. So,
That's all right. He didn't have to.
Tony bought donuts for everybody.
Well, that's
sweet of him. Let's talk football with Anthony Herron here in studio. Great job, by the way.
Yeah, well done.
I got some legitimate chills
on
some of those.
Well done, Friday, Phantom Fungers.
Yeah,
well
that was
done.
Good. I think that's going to be an annual. I like that.
Good. All right, we're in.
Yeah, good stuff.
Anthony Herron with a bunch of football talk on the other side. It's Bernstein McKnight on the score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall, Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day, mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $4.95 per eye. So do what I did. Stop putting off LASIK surgery. I'd been in glasses and contacts since like the third grade, and a hassle and dealing with everything back and forth, getting new contacts, forgetting to get them, forgetting your glasses in the first place, all the solution, all that kind of stuff. Easy fix for it. And it's by calling or going online and scheduling your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. It is awesome. The consultation takes you through every step of the all laser LASIK process, start to finish. You learn more about the procedure. You find out that it's one that's tailored to your eyes and your prescription. And there's still time for you to see 20/20 before 20/20. Look into using your FSA or HSA dollars on your LASIK procedure. You could save 20, 35% by using these pre-tax savings.